Two tracks on that side, three on the other. Rather good value for money. And straight in this week at number 15 on Two Tone Records. As always, the specials. Too Much Too Young, Guns of Navarone, Long Shot, Kick the Bucket, The Liquidator and The Skinhead Moon Stomp are the five tracks on that EP. And while we're with the specials, what I'll do is play you their first ever single, in fact. This was the one, it became a hit, but not as big as the last two that they've brought out. And we're getting nothing to... Oh, hang on. I've got the wrong plug in. We should have had a jingle then, but we didn't, because the plug is still in the cassette machine, of which I'll be playing the second track from Attempted Moustache in not too long.
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's two from the specials. That one, of course, the first single from them on Two Tone. That was called... what was it called? I've got it in front of me. Gangsters. And while that record was playing, incidentally, I've just been talking with John Dwyer here about... he's doing a new feature himself. As I'm doing the worst ever singles on my programmes in future, John's just been telling me he's got a new feature coming up in Feb, which, what's it called? The worst, top three worst programmes?
Of the week.
Of the week, on TV. He's doing a feature, the top worst three programmes on TV. And one of them he's just mentioned to me in the first of his shows is going to be Get It Together. Have you ever seen that show? What is it, on a Thursday afternoon, is it? Or Monday afternoon?
It's a Wednesday afternoon.
I didn't see it the last Wednesday, fortunately. I have seen it a couple of times in the past. And if you've ever seen it and watched Roy Knorr singing at the beginning, it is abominable. In fact, if he'd have made a single of that theme tune, Get It Together, then I could have featured that in my worst single spot. Because the way Dwyer is at the moment doing an impersonation of Roy Knorr singing Get It Together while he bounces up and down with his Beatle haircut. Get it together! Get it together! What's the next chorus? Oh God, it's awful.
Just pop your head round the door.
Get it together! Get it together!
It's the Mike Sand Show! Oh my God, no!
Yeah, I'll have to try and get in touch with Roy Knorr and get him to record that, and I can feature that as one of my worst ever singles, because the way he sings is absolutely abominable. It's 28 past 7, and another 32 minutes of the Mike Stan Show to go. At 8 o'clock tonight, 3 till 10, it's the Simon James Disco Show, 2 hours of disco junk. So if you're into that sort of music, then stay tuned for him. Who follows him tonight? Don't know, do you? Oh, isn't it? For 2 hours? Paul Raven, 2 hours. And John Dwyer has stopped doing his impersonation of Roy Knorr. He's now doing his impersonation of Bert Williams, which looks more like Bert Williams than Bert Williams does. Okay, right, more music from me, and staying with the charts. I still haven't found out who did this originally. I must look it up in my Guinness Book of British Hit Singles. Although I don't think it really was a hit, actually. If you know, send it in to me on a letter. Who did the walk back in about 1956? It's the Inmates doing it for you now.
Well, I know you heard of the Golden Cube. And I know you heard of the Chicken Soup. And I know you heard of the Soul Twist too. But the walk is a dance that you can do. Yes, walk. All you walk. Come on, walk. Everybody walk. You just walk. Come on, let's walk. Well, I know you've heard of the Texas Highway. I know you've heard of the old Fox Trot. When you do the walk, you do it in style. Just shake your hips and close your eyes. Walk. I need a walk. Come on and walk. Everybody walk. You just walk. Come on, let's walk. Here's a dance that you can do. Just walk. On you walk. Come on and walk. Everybody walk. You just walk. Come on, let's walk. We'll be right back.
Bandmates
and the track called The Walk. And as I said, if any of you out there, or you, one out there who's listening, know who did that originally in roundabout, I think it was about 1957, 58 or so, late 50s anyway. If you know who did the original version of The Walk, would you please write into me and let me know. That's MAR 22, Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. As I can't for the life of me remember who did it originally. I did know it, but I can't think at the moment, and I don't think it was a hit, so therefore it wasn't in the Guinness Book of British Hit Things. So if you know, drop me a line and let me know who did it originally. I would be most grateful.
Anything else?
For possibly the best deal in the Northwest, try Seaview Road Car Sales of Wallasey. There are 20 to 40 good quality, low mileage, used cars always in stock. And/or cars are available with 12 months parts and labour guarantee. So why not go along to Seaview Road Car Sales at 221 Seaview Road, Wallasey, and have a test drive today. A full description of the cars in stock are available in the local press, and the showrooms are open all weekend. Their telephone number is 051-638-5624. Try Seaview Road Car Sales, where their motto is Compare Our Prices.
You dirty little reprobate, Dwyer. If you could have seen what he was doing then, he's got this nude photograph of this thing, this woman, and he's just stuck a false moustache on it. What's this? What the hell's this? Look, slap it in, Days of Issues, yeah. What's it, a kitting in the car? Who drew this?
Dash.
Dash.
Indeed.
We've got a drawing of Pert Williams in front of me. There's a little picture of him in his striped jacket and his crash helmet. It says, pinstripe suit jacket, because he's the boss. I see, yes, he's got his pinstripe jacket on. His helmet, a disguise from the GPO, also stops radiation from transmitter, and it hides his face. Tough town shoes, not polished, so they don't reflect any light. Shiny pants, which reflect the radio waves, so the GPO cannot track him down. And a tax disc, which says, MAR 266 across it, which looks like March. Make Bertmobile, tax class idiot. Date of issue, January 66. That's January 66. That's it, isn't it? I just had that thrust in front of me while I was trying to say something down the mic. Anyway, that's enough of Bert Williams. I said earlier on that I wasn't going to mention him again tonight, and I have done. It's the sort of thing that we can't help somehow. He keeps cropping up in all sorts of conversation. Anyway, coming up right now is the second, the B-side, I think it's the B-side, or double A-side, it's single, by The Tempted Moustache. I played you the side called You're the One. No, I didn't. I played you the side called No Way Out before. This is the second track, and it's called Superman.
Where are you all coming from? Are you talking just like us?
No, we smirk as much less fuss.
Do you do things that we don't dare?
We are real special, we don't care.
This is a song with a nice refrain.
Yes, we will sing it once again.
Do smirk, begin. Oh,
rather good track. Attempted Moustache in their second track tonight, the second track from their new single on Skeleton Records. That one's called Superman. And I'll be playing those two for you again tomorrow night because I like them. And it's about time Attempted Muzzy had some action going for them. One more on the Skeleton thing coming up before 8 o'clock, which is the new single from Headquarters. But before that, the new one. Oh, we've got some mail. Oh, great. How about that? Simon James? What's he doing? Simon James. How dare he get mail? Anything from me here? I can't see. I'll have to open them while this next record's playing. It is, as I was saying, and it's another new entry, actually. Another new one in charts. Where is it? Oh, it's number 45. Straight in at 45 this week in the top 20. The new E from the Rats. Single probably make number one. If not, it'll go top five. Boomtown Rats, their newie, Someone's Looking at Ya.
thinking about printing? If so, then why not contact Concert Printing and Stationery Manufacturers? Concert can cater for all your business and personal needs. You can give them a ring on 051 630 3838 or alternatively, drop in to Merton Road, Liscard, Wallasey, Monday to Friday. It's Concept Printing on Liverpool 630 3838.
And just browsing through some of these letters here, we've got another one from somebody in prison. God, I don't know what it is about us. Well, maybe other radio stations do it, I don't know. We seem to be getting a lot of letters from people in prison. We've had some from Cumbria and some from Walton. Excuse me a minute while I just light this. I can't carry on these shows. My nerves are a bundle of ragged ends, so I've got to have a fag. Where's this other letter? It's from Preston, I think it's... Oh, Kirkham Open Prison, near Preston. It says, "Dear Sir," how formal, "good Lord, woman, could you please play a record for my husband Edward Hutchinson, who is in Kirkham Open Prison in Preston? Could you please play," and then we come to the difficult bit, because I can't make out what it says. It's something that begins with R, looks like rockin', or... I don't know what it is, actually. I just can't make it out. Rolling. No. I don't know. Maybe Rosalie. No. Looks like... It seems to be something like R-O-C-L-I-N. Rocklin. Whatever that is. I'm afraid... Who is this from? From Pat. Pat Hutchinson. I'm sorry, Pat. I can't quite make out what your request is exactly. Anyway, it says, "Tell him we miss him and love him." That's from his wife, Pat, and children Sharon, Tracy, Julie, and a little lad, baby Edward. Three girls and one boy. So there you go, from Pat Hutchinson to husband Edward Hutchinson, who's in Kirkham Open Prison. From Pat and the kids, Sharon, Tracy, Julie, and baby Edward. Nice names for the girls, Sharon, Tracy, and Julie. And Edward, if you're listening to me there, lad, in Kirkham Open Prison, then I can't make out what your wife wanted, the record she wanted exactly, but never mind. I suppose just to say hello to you from there is enough for the moment. And another letter here from Gary Wilde's daughter. We all went up to, well, four of us went up to Blackpool before Christmas to the club Gary Wilde works at. What was it called? I've forgotten already. The Calypso Bar, I think it was. And it says, "Dear John, I listen... To MAR nearly every day that it's on, and think it's really good. You and some other DJs came to the Calypso Club in Blackpool on Thursday, 20th of December, and my father, Gary Wilde, got your autographs for me. I hope you will read a request out." Yeah, I really signed an autograph. Amazing, isn't it? "And will you please play another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd?" Well, that's to John Dwyer, actually. I don't know whether John actually played another Brick in the Wall. If I get a chance before 8 o'clock, that's Lisa, then... I'll play that for you, okay. "This will please my mother and father very much. Will you please read my request out, because my father always tapes MAR. That's illegal, you know. That's naughty. You shouldn't do illegal things, Gary. Fancy doing things like that, which aren't allowed. He always tapes MAR. Keep up the good work. Yours faithfully, Lisa." And also for Ruth, Gary, and Paula. Okay, Lisa Johnson of... Dodgen's Close, Poulton Le Fylde, Lancashire, which is near Blackpool. Oh, she's aged 10. That's very nice. Okay. For you lot... oh, here he is. He's come back. Have you played this request for Gary Wilde's daughter? I'm just having a look through his mail. Did you play it?
I was going to do it tomorrow, but perhaps you'd like to do it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I've got a chance, actually. I was just reading it out. But, you're going to do it tomorrow, so if you're listening tomorrow, Lisa, then Dwyer will do it for you for tomorrow. Not about 13 more minutes of my show to go, and then I've got to leave you in the uncapable hands of one Simon James, who'll be playing some junk for you. This is madness. This is madness. The whole thing is madness. Oh, get up, madness.
My girl's mad at me. I didn't want to see the film tonight. I found it hard to say. She thought I'd had enough of her. Why can't she see? phone for an hour. We only said a word. I tried and tried, but I could not be heard. Why can't I explain? Why do I feel this pain? Cause everything I say, she doesn't understand. She doesn't realize. She's taking all the wrong way.
Good Lord, good Lord. Number three. Nice single. Now on Stiff Records, Madness and My Girl. And as mentioned a little earlier, final track from the new Skeleton Batch due out in February. Three singles due out on the Skelly label. And I've already given two of them. And I'm going to do the third. This is in complete contrast to most of the stuff that John has put out on that label over the past couple of months. Things like the Stop Oath and the Blank Tapes. Zorkies and...